Hey, what's going on? This is MC Till with Everybody's Hip Hop Label. You're tuned in to Respect Hip Hop, where we talk about hip hop with respect. It's good to have you listening this morning or this afternoon, this evening, whenever you're listening. Today, I want to talk a little bit about attitude. Last week, I went through and highlighted some things that are happening in Cincinnati, in the Cincinnati hip hop scene. And one of the things that I often hear here in Cincinnati and in other places too, is this idea that, you know, people don't support, people don't come out to shows, you know, they come out to shows and they're not paying attention, like there's just a bunch of haters, and on and on and on the list goes of all the negative things about the scene and about the people who don't support the local scene. And I'm sure there's truth to it, but I've just operated in a space that says I'm just too busy and too focused on the things that I am trying to achieve in life, that I just have no, I have no energy or no time to concern myself with people who, you know, are maybe disrespectful or might be offensive to me or whatever. I just feel like I'm gonna do the best that I can do in all that I do. Like every hip hop conversation that I host, that I'm a part of, every song that I record, every time I try to market something online or promote it, I'm going to do the best that I possibly can. And people are going to respond. And people who respond positively, I'm going to try to continue that conversation and that relationship with them. People who respond critically, I'm going to listen to them and see if there's anything that they're saying that I can take and, you know, make myself better so that the next time I, you know, pursue whatever it was, it's better. Or people are going to respond in a negative way, where they're not offering anything constructive. They're just hating to hate. And I don't know. I guess I just don't even, I know it happens, but I just have no time for it. I have no time to engage it. I have no time to respond to it. If someone makes, you know, a ridiculous comment, you know, on anything I post on social media, I usually don't even engage with it. Sometimes I'll ask questions for clarity, or just ask questions to get to know where the person's coming from and engage that way. But as far as like being offended and getting upset and spending all that time and energy over what, you know, someone said, I just have way too much passion for where I'm trying to go. And I don't have the time to mess with it and to exert much energy or focus on it. You know, I forget who it was. I'm thinking it's Mother Teresa, who said something along the lines of, and if it's not Mother Teresa, please forgive me, she was a dope woman anyway, but something along the lines of, don't invite me to an anti-rally. So if you're against something, don't invite me to that. Invite me to what you're for. And that has always resonated with me. You know, don't tell me all the things that you don't like and that you're upset about. Tell me what's happening that's good, that you are for. And if I'm for those things, or if I'm for those things for you, you know, we can rally around that and we can be for them together. And I just feel like when we focus on that, at one, it helps us focus less on the negativity. And negativity always brings you down. You know, if it's not constructive, it just brings us down. And two, it rallies synergy. It creates synergy and energy to move more towards the good things that are happening. And it's just powerful. And the other thing is, the third thing is, it creates an attitude that's a gratitude, an attitude of gratitude. Not to sound corny at all, but that is really true. And so this way, like if I'm always, you know, operating out of a sense of gratitude, when I see other people, you know, in my lane that are doing something similar as to what I'm pursuing, and they're doing it, you know, either much better than me or they're getting more recognition. You know, if I'm operating out of a sense of gratitude, my initial thought is, wow, that is so good for that person. Like, I'm so happy for that person. I'm excited for that person. And so that attitude will then move me to the second thing, which is naturally, oh man, I need to congratulate him and so or her. And so then that, oftentimes, what will happen, that will lead to some networking, some collaborative stuff. So then that person's success is helping me to succeed. Whereas the opposite, if I were to see someone's success and be like, ah, man, I can't believe they're so successful, blah, 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 I'm hating on them, that goes nowhere. doesn't help that person, doesn't help me, doesn't help anyone. But if I come at it from a sense of gratitude, oftentimes, not, I mean, 100% of the time, I feel better about myself when I'm happy about other people's success. But also, a lot of times, it produces more success for that person, more success for me. It's just operating out of a sense of gratitude, I think, is always a good thing, a great thing, actually. So anyway, I hear people's frustration. I hear how people don't support the scene. You know, I hear, you know, people hating. I hear this, and I just think, you know, who cares? There's plenty of people. There's billions of people in the world. All we need to do is find a very small percentage of those people to like what we do, to engage what we do, and you can have, I mean, people are making a living off of a very, 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 very tiny percentage of people in the world, because there's no more middlemen. I can go straight to you, the listener. You know, I don't have to go through, I'm not paying anyone for this podcast. I didn't go to school for 4 years. Well, I did go to school for journalism, so that's not true for me. But you don't have to go to school and learn about radio or TV. You can pick up your phone and you can engage with people one-on-one immediately. So there's just no reason for us to be weighed down by negativity. Just shake it off and keep it moving. At least that's how I see it. I'm curious to know how you see it. Let me know what you think. Give me a call at 812-430-4464. You can shoot me a text at that number. Find us on social media at Everybody Sip Hop or MC Till. That's MCTILL. All right, that does it for me today. I'll be back again soon talking more hip hop. All right, remember, respect hip hop, y'all. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.